to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. My guest this afternoon, Alan Quist, author of America's Schools, The Battleground for Freedom. Fed Ed, the new federal curriculum and how it's enforced. And we haven't even gotten into the subject yet of the International Baccalaureate. They call that the IB. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And what happened in Pennsylvania. It's St. Clair, a top-performing school district in Pennsylvania. The way the Tribune, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, wrote it was the people on the board didn't want to have anything to do with IB, and, well, some of the people wanted it. And, of course, they were out front with picket signs and everything else. We'll get into all that. But John in California, you know, John.
Yes, sir, John.
There are some folks that are mired in what they are doing to the point where, as my guest today said, he's the lesser of the two evils. Now, I happen to vehemently disagree with that, not with you. I'm in agreement with you.
That's okay, John. You can disagree with me too.
No, that's fine. You know, I'm not a go along, get along kind of guy, but you know, I'm well aware of Mr. George Bush. I think he is one of the absolute worst presidents this country has ever had, and just not on the educational front. And if anybody is listening to this program for any length of time, they know my feelings on George Bush. I mean, there's no doubt about it. His daddy, Bill Clinton, they're all cut out of the same cloth. John Kerry, the only question there would we be in Iraq right now? That's the only question I would have.
Right. I think, John, Professor Quist is lucky to be on your show today as opposed to Michael Piper Collins or Greg Szymanski or Frank Whelan, because, you know, I think they would not be quite as mellow as you are on that subject.
Well, I'm getting.
You're trying to get information. I understand.
Yes, and I have a tendency to try to draw out the information from the person. But I've never had. And I was talking to the producers here. I've never had somebody lampoon me right in the middle of an interview like this. So John, I hope you're very politically active out there, because I tell you what, you're a one man band. I mean, you can get in there and do it. At any rate, I thank you for your call.
Well, thanks a lot, John, and I tell you, with people like Professor Quist leading the way, this war will just go on forever and ever.
Well,
thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for your call, Alan. We now must talk about the subject matter that was brought up, and I understand what you're saying of taking the less of the two evils, but I'm in agreement with that caller, because you can't really solve the evilness or the problem until you get some right-thinking and clear-thinking people into public offices. This is the problem that we have in this country today. Go ahead.
John, let me tell you a little bit about my experience here. First off, like I say, I believe that politics is the art of the possible. I've been involved inside, outside, every which way that there is. I mean, I'm the one person in Minnesota that was willing to run against our Rhino Republican governors to keep the Republican Party from falling apart. But anyway, here are two very significant things. Number one, I was personally asked to be George Bush's Minnesota campaign chairman. I turned him down because I thought there were better candidates. This is back for when the nomination was in process. Secondly, if you go to the UN University Press, there are a lot of books that talk about the global governance system. Those books make it very clear that the UN people detest George Bush.
We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Oh, goodness. Lesser of two evils. Alan, obviously you believe in the political systems, and a lot of people in this country still believe in the political system, even though that the political system itself has abandoned their interests many, many years ago.
Well, you know, there's some truth to that, John, but I think there's also a case to be made for the what I would say is the fact that people get the government that they deserve. And that good people need to step up to the plate, and they need to back the right candidates. And so anyway, 2 years ago, let me go back to the when George Bush was first elected. I was state campaign chairman for Gary Bauer. I thought he was the best candidate. When he dropped out, I became the state campaign chairman for Pat Buchanan. I think Pat Buchanan is a very good candidate in all kinds of ways. He dropped out, and there wasn't anybody left, and so that was the situation. But another thing that really made an impact on me, and John from California conveniently didn't point out that I went into great length on this at the speech he was at out in California, and that is that if you go to the United Nations University Press, and by the way, there is no university, but there is a press. They've got their own printing press, and they publish their in-house stuff where they talk to one another. There are a number of books about global governance. One of them is called Enhancing Global Governance. And this book does a rundown on the different countries of the world and goes into a lot of detail on the United States. And this book, Enhancing Global Governance, published by the UN University Press, makes it very, very clear that they love Bill Clinton. They considered Bill Clinton to be, quote-unquote, one of theirs, okay? But when they get to George Walker Bush, their attitude towards George Bush is that he is not one of theirs, that he is the enemy, okay? Now, maybe they don't know what they're talking about, but that is the attitude of the United Nations towards George W. Bush. On education policy, George Bush is terrible, okay? I don't think that Bill Clinton or John Kerry could be any worse. But there are some other things he's been right on. He's right in keeping us out of the Kyoto Treaty. He's right on repudiating U.S. involvement in the new International Criminal Court and the like. So he's not firmly in the camp of the internationalists the way that John Kerry is. But
let me interject this.
Yeah.
We all know who his daddy is. His daddy talked about the New World Order, what a perfect opportunity this is. He gave that address at the United Nations. You do not become president of this country without the stamp of approval from the globalists. And that's what the United Nations is all about, is globalism. So you can't, and forgive me for disagreeing with you like this on air, but you can't tell me that George Bush is on the hate list here for the United Nations, because all he is the friendly opposition.
Yeah. Well, you know, usually what I talk about is just information, you know, and we've got interesting conversation here, because when you get to the question of, you know, who is the best person to support, vote for, and so on, then you go beyond information, then you get to, you know, policy, which I usually don't deal with. I'll give you my opinion, okay. And I usually don't deal with my opinion. I mean, usually on talk radio, all I do is give facts, okay? But my opinion is that here is a case where the apple fell a long way from a tree. I don't think that George Walker Bush is cut out of the same mold as his father, okay? I just don't think he is.
I know he's not. He wouldn't make a pimple on his daddy's backside as far as the intelligent quotient went.
And let me just raise, you know, I would just raise this question. If you look at the terrible press, I mean, the press is attacking George Walker Bush with a vengeance and has been ever since he became a candidate, okay? With a vengeance. Everything. I don't care. A lot of it's fabricated. Why? Why? They never attacked his daddy that way. They protected Bill Clinton. Why are they attacking George Walker Bush? Okay. It's because they think that his positions, his policies, are contrary to their interests. So, anyway, about it. But anyway, this is not, you know, my field is not giving advice. John from California wanted to carry on a conversation that we had a couple of years ago. I think he should have dropped that, you know.
Well, he's got a good memory. I got to hand it to him. He's got a good memory. He remembers speaking to you and emailing you and everything else. I'll tell you what. Okay. That aside, let me take another call or two here, and then I want to get into the International Baccalaureate. All right?
Okay.
By the way, what is your email address in case somebody wants to drop you an email?
Well, let me first give the website, because people can access our information just on edwatch.org. That's probably the easiest way to get information. But they can email us at edwatch, that's EDWATCH, just the way it sounds, edwatch@lakes.com. Edwatch at lakes, just the way it sounds. Okay. Email address.
All righty. Okay. Let's go to John in Minnesota. Oh, what do they call themselves up there? Is it Minnesotians?
We're Minnesotans.
Know. I'm a Minnesotan.
A Minnesotan, okay.
Anyhow, I know Mr. Quist for many years, and he's a very honorable gentleman, and he has served this state with integrity. If we had more of him, we wouldn't be in the problem we're in. Anyhow, Alan, we're about answers, and John is about answers. So, you having been right in the middle of all of this, what is the best way that the people can have the best influence on those in office? We've got some wonderful people here that are running from my area, from the Northfield area. You know most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or all of them.
I probably know all of them.
Yes. And you know how decent and honorable these people are.
Yeah, very good people.
Yes. Anyhow, could you give us just a quick primer on how you get the best influence, get the best quality moving, keep it moving,
okay.
Keep them on track, keep them in office, et cetera. Could you do that for us, please?
Sure. Sure.
And I'll hang up and listen, but thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Well, thank you, John, because I love the questions, what can we do? Because, you know, we need to get information out, because, but we also need to be activists, and we also need to do things. Here in Minnesota, and a lot of states are going to be similar, we are just in the process of having political conventions, and we're going to be having county conventions or political district conventions. And one of the things we do there is we put forth platforms, and then this works up to a state platform. So one of the things that we're trying to do here in Minnesota is get into our state platform the plank, which essentially says that international baccalaureate, which we're going to get into, should not be funded by either the federal or state government, and school districts should not be doing it because it's anti-American. And the reason this is important is because it gets the issue on the radar screen. People start asking, international baccalaureate, what is that? And all we have to do is have people find out what it is. I mean, this program is so awful that if the citizenry knows what it is, it's done. And so the platform is important, and we need to participate in it. We have to have a good platform. The second thing is we have to be talking to our legislators. Senator Tom Neville from Northfield, very, very good man. And we have to be talking to people like that. And in the case of, and we need to talk to them about specific policies. In the case of international baccalaureate, we've got, I don't know exactly what it is, something like 12 to 15 schools in Minnesota that have adopted this terrible program and many others that are considering it. And we need to talk to them. We need to tell them this program has no place in our state. It has no place in our country. It is contrary to the foundational principles of our country, and here's why. And we have to give them information black and white. And, you know, I can do that, but when it comes from a person in a legislator's home district, it means 100 times more, because those legislators want to do what their people in their district want them to. So we have to be talking to legislators on the phone, emails, letters, and that has a positive effect.
All right. 800-313-9443. I now want to get into the International Baccalaureate. And there was a, your wife wrote on this, Julie did. It was the Upper St. Clair, Pennsylvania district voted to end their K-12 1B program. And the news story that was in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, it seemed to be citing, at least the writer seemed to be citing, with the International Baccalaureate and the program, because the story that I read on it, they seem to be siding with the people that were there protesting the board members. Can you fill us in on what this International Baccalaureate was in that instance?
Right, and you know the newspaper accounts did everything they could to avoid telling the public what International Baccalaureate is. And but this is very significant because this was just a few weeks ago, not very long ago, this school district outside of Pittsburgh, which had International Baccalaureate, IB, since I believe 1999, by majority vote threw it out. And this is the first time in the United States that a school district that has had IB after working with it has decided this is not for us. And tossed it out. And so it's very significant. And so the money and power, and there's all kinds of money and power in International Baccalaureate, are up in arms, and they are trying to, they're trying to discredit these school board members and things like that. But when we get back, we'll talk about what IB is, because that all people have to know what it is. And then people are going to make some good decisions.
All right. Take the break here. We'll be back. We'll take some more of your calls interspersed, but I want to get into the International Baccalaureate, get a good understanding of that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the Upper St. Clair. and also the spin the Pittsburgh Tribune Review put on it. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
We are back. The International Baccalaureate, Alan, what is it? How did it come about? What is their agenda, and what are they trying to push in the public school system?
Okay, the International Baccalaureate, first of all, is run by an organization that is headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, and it's called the International Baccalaureate Organization, so it's pretty easy to remember. This organization is what in politics we call an NGO. It's a non-governmental organization, which means that its members never run for office, there's never a vote. The public, the local parents have absolutely no say at all in what this organization does, and this organization sets the curriculum for the school. So first question that parents and school board members ought to be asking is, do you want an organization in Switzerland where you're never going to get a chance to vote for a board member deciding what, to a large degree, what's going to be taught? You know, I think that's just lunacy to do something like that. Okay, this organization started in 1968. It started under what I would consider pretty good auspices. That is, it started as an international school for European diplomats, and these diplomats would get sent all over the world, and they wanted to have a common school for their kids so that they could go to come back and go to school in Oxford or something like that. So that probably made sense. But what happened is that in the 90s, UNESCO, which is an arm of the United Nations, formed a partnership with International Baccalaureate. Well, a partnership with UNESCO is like being a partner with a 900-pound gorilla. I mean, UNESCO is where the money is, the power is, that UNESCO is going to call the shots, which it does. And so today it's essentially an arm of UNESCO, the United Nations. And that's where the curriculum is determined. That's where many of the materials are being produced and the like. One of the main goals of the globalists is to set up a international education system under the direction of the UN. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge first step in doing that. And for the United States in any shape or form to participate in this is absolutely total lunacy. But that's what is going on. So let me just give a couple of examples of how this works. The big tests that the kids take if they're in this aren't scored by their teachers. The big tests are sent to Geneva, where they are scored. And IB is very explicit about saying that the standards that they're scored on are international standards. Okay? Is that going to give weight to the U.S. Constitution or our Bill of Rights or our Declaration of Independence or anything like that? Of course not. And so with the standards will be the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and things like the Kyoto Treaty and the various treaties and agreements of the UN, many of which are at odds with the basic principles of our country. So, and John, you mentioned this earlier in the program, and let me reiterate it. In the United States, as stated clearly in the Declaration of Independence and as put into practice in our Constitution, our basic rights, and that is our right to own property, our right to life, and our liberty, are viewed, described, written in stone as being God-given and therefore our property. These rights are not granted to us by government. They have been granted to us by God. And it's government's role to protect the rights. Okay? The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, put out by the UN, takes the opposite tack. And at the very end, it says very explicitly that there are no rights that can be practiced which are in any way contrary to the policies of the United Nations. So do we have any inherent God-given rights under the Universal Declaration, the UN document? We do not. It's whatever the government, in this case the UN, says we have. So in other words, we lose our right to life, we lose our right to property, and we lose our right to be free under the Universal Declaration. That's what's taught, and officially on the website of International Baccalaureate Organization, specifically advocated, promoted by IBO. It's the UN document instead of ours. So, ladies and gentlemen, I can't overemphasize how important this is, because the main ingredient of every constitution or mode of functioning of a dictatorship or communism or any kind of totalitarianism is that people do not have basic rights. You don't have the right to property. You don't have the right to life. You have whatever we, the government, say you have. And right. So this is a totalitarian document. So our kids are being taught to give up everything that our country stands for, everything that our servicemen and women have died for. Give it away. And that's what IBO does.
Yeah. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, that students are not being taught, nor is the public really informed, that Article 29 of that UN document puts the United Nations in authority over individual rights, unlike America's founding documents, this is what you were just saying, which describe individual rights as inalienable. Article 29 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says these rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. So, folks, here's your choice. You get rights granted to you by a supranational government versus unalienable rights that you've already got, that these people are going to decide which ones, if they're not at cross purposes with them, that you're going to allow to maintain. That's not what this country's about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, here's one that Daddy Bush, Herbert Walker, did back in, and I'll keep referring to this, folks, as we roll around with different programs and different subject matter, how it possibly might roll back into this. And I was talking about the executive order that was signed April 30th of 1992 on the issue of privatization. Now, this issue is going to be coming more to the forefront, and of course the American medias are sitting on it very tight-lipped, because basically it's privatization. We take what the either our tax money, see, they keep talking about federal money, but it's, well, we're really on the hook for the federal debt. I don't see how, but you know, we're told that that's our obligation there. The and this is the scary thing. We've got the roads that are being privatized. We've got the King of Spain now involved in Texas and transportation. He's one of the guys that's taking the already paid for by American taxpayers' dollars, especially people down here in Texas, for the roads, and we're going to privatize them. But it doesn't just mean roads. Anything that the government funds, okay, the federal government, that can be roads, tunnels, bridges, electric supply facilities, dams, water facilities, supply, both in the wastewater treatment and delivery of fresh water, solid waste disposal facilities, housing, prisons, hospitals, oh, and not least, schools. So if the American people get really fed up with the dummies that we keep spitting out of our public fool system, somebody that comes along with a pocket full of money and said, look, you people need to get back to the standards that you were at before. We need better scientists and engineers and mathematicians and so on and so on. Why not take this over-budgeted system that we have that's ineffectual, and why don't we just sell it off to a private concern? This is possible through this executive order. I'm not joking about this, folks. This is not a stretch of the imagination. They're already doing it with a lot of our infrastructure because, you know what? The states, the cities, the states, and the federal government, we all know that they're out of money. They're broke, or at least they say they are. So how far is this going to go? You know, you'd see movies on television about private Mentel Corporation taking over a prison system. That's not far in our future, ladies and gentlemen, because we all know. And didn't they try to take the prisons and make them pay for themselves by competing against private industry? Of course they did. And it's always being brought up because we house most of the prisoners on planet Earth per capita. You know, we've just got to handle this more in a business attitude to pay for itself because the states are broke. And we know the federal government's broke. We're spending a couple $1 trillion going and fighting a war. We shouldn't be, but that's aside from the point. Folks, you've heard me say this many times before. Politics is the art of staying away from the Constitution. Let's go back to the phones. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yes, thank you, gents. And two questions. What's it going to take to get your good friend, Dr. John Idesmo, to come on any one of these shows that I've been trying to get him to for a few years to offload some of my dozen or so highfalutin questions?
John Idesmo?
Hi, Timo.
Yeah, well, John is a top of the line. You know, I would encourage every talk show host in the country to get him on.
Well,
absolutely superb.
Only the best. Dr. John Idesmo on with the best. Scott Miller, Dr. Stan Monteith, et cetera.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yep.
And second and last, it's... Why is it that when you had recent columnist asserting that, well, George Bush isn't a globalist anymore, based on this ostensible antipathy with the United Nations just because he couldn't get him to go along with his war. And how is it that every time this is asserted, they always trot out his opposition to Kyoto, and that's because out of one of perhaps several hundred such one-world-or-burger issues, it's the only one they can really attach to Bush being against. And as you mentioned, the International Criminal Court and our soldiers no longer being subject to his sovereignty, when he could have made a statement of vigorous opposition to the criminal court, he actually left our troops in worse position because all he did was oppose renewal of the exemption of U.S. troops from the criminal court. He could have repudiated the court. He did no such thing.
Well, he hasn't signed. You know,
I know, but he could have said that it's an invalid institution for Americans. If the rest of the world wants to be suckers, they can, but we'll have no part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they somehow acquire any of our troops, they will be liberated with all necessary minimum force. He did no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
He theoretically left us in worse position.
Well, you know, I think a lot of us would love to have Ronald Reagan back, because Ronald Reagan...
Not me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right, well, I'll just speak for myself.
Okay.
You know, I think Ronald Reagan would call a spade a spade. But
he might have been his first term, but not his second one.
Well, anyway, you know, the fact of the matter is... President George Bush has not signed on to the International Criminal Court. And, you know, I think his actions are 100 times more important than what he says.
Well, he was never asked to sign on to it. The jurisdiction was asserted. Now, he did not issue any document repudiating subjection to the International Criminal Court. That's what he could have done.
Well, there's something like 145 nations that have signed on, you know, and the the little banana republics all believe it's to their advantage to belong. And, you know, in some ways, maybe it is. The European countries, they all think this is wonderful. But the fact of the matter is, he has not signed on. So
well, you do know that the court does assert jurisdiction, including for non-signatories.
Well, it can, but I think that's meaningless.
Well, it claims it has that right, and if not exactly power.
Yeah, well, we'll see, because if the International Criminal Court ends up putting on the dock, you know, an American citizen who is just carrying out American policy, or an American general or something, or an American diplomat, that's when we'll find out. I mean, that's where
doesn't he just, if he really is anti-court, then just issue a document that any such persons, U.S. citizens, so collected by them, will be removed with whatever necessary force? That would be a really way to oppose the International Criminal Court.
Yeah.
You don't do it passively by a non-statement.
Let me just clarify. I personally do not. I don't get involved much in policy. I've been in the political realm for many years. I have my views on what the best way is to proceed. But I'm a researcher and a writer, and I give information, and that's my forte. That's what I do. And I think that let me go back to what is published by the UN University Press. They do not see President George Bush as one of them. They see him as the enemy, and that's them talking. When I do my research, I always focus on the other side. I always want to know what the other side is saying. I don't research very much people who agree with me. I research people on the other side, and I just think it's good for the public to know. I think it's significant that the UN University Press sees George Bush as the enemy, and everybody out there can evaluate how significant that is, or if it's significant at all. That's the fact. Those are the facts.
Well, I'll just leave you with this at the last. A lot of us, I think, quite properly see it. It's like a pimp who has two call girls working opposite sides of the street to delude you into thinking you're getting variety. And God bless you all.
Okay.
Thank you, Roger. That's a heck of an analogy. Well, the one thing that occurred to me when he was saying that, and I think, Alan, it bears out that, you know, the people that disagree with you, these are the people, yes, that you should pay attention to, but it bothers me more of the people that agree with me and saddle up next to me only to find out they have another agenda. Old Joe, Uncle Joe Stalin, we all remember Uncle Joe. He killed roughly 60 million of his own people. He had a saying, keep my friends close, but I'll keep my enemies closer. But, here was a guy that got into purges all the time. All right.
John, before we leave this, let me just mention, I'm a researcher. You know, I teach political science. Let me just mention, there's a question that is very, very, very difficult to answer, and that is the question of how much freedom our presidents of any party have, and to what degree they feel compelled, forced, pressured, or whatever, to do what some very influential people around the world and groups, whether it's the Bilderbergers, CFR, or, you know, the like. And I don't know what the answer. I don't know what the answer to that is. But let me just say, it's a huge concern. And certainly that issue is playing a significant role in the background of our discussion.
All right. Jeff in Texas. Hello, Jeff.
Hey. I just wanted to say, you want to back up a little bit when you're talking about getting into the state platforms and things like that regarding the IB program. Now, mm-hmm. I would challenge you to go look at the state of Texas Republican Party platform. It is the most conservative. It's the best party platform in the country,
almost penned by the founders. It almost looks like.
I mean, it's so good. But I will tell you another thing though. Our governor is Republican. Our lieutenant governor is Republican. Both of our senators are Republicans. Our president and vice president are Republicans, and they're both from Texas. And all of these people, we have a majority of Republicans in our state house. Yet all of them, not only do they ignore our state platform, they go in direct contrast to it. They do in direct conflict. John was talking about the toll roads earlier, it being privatized and all this stuff. They go in direct conflict. They don't care. They don't pay attention to it. They totally ignore our platform. They ignore
Jeff,
us.
Jeff, let me tell you what I think you have to do, okay? I mean, that used to be the case in Minnesota. It's not anymore. And I think you have to change it in Texas. And the reason it's not true anymore in Minnesota is we had a governor who did that. I mean, everything he did was contrary to the platform. And a little guy like me, political science prof out of nowhere, ran against him as a Republican and let the state of Minnesota, let the Republicans know, number one, what the platform said, and number two, what this governor was doing. And I got the endorsement of the state Republican Party by 70% vote on the first ballot. And you want to put the fear of God into politicians, you do something like that. Then we have a state senator from Stillwater, Minnesota, by the name of Michelle Bachmann, okay? She had a Republican state senator who was like our former governor, and, I mean, he didn't care what the platform said. She went to their convention, and the group there endorsed her to run against this Rhino Republican in the primary, which she did and defeated him by about 60% vote in the primary. Okay, this happened in Minnesota at about 4 or 5 points, and you get citizens who are willing to step up to the plate and fight the fight. You put the fear of God into elected officials, and all of a sudden, they take the party platform very, very seriously. So
well,
they're not doing that in
Texas. These Rhino Republicans are controlling our voting machines as well.
Well, I'm one of these people who's convinced that citizens get the government they deserve. Okay?
Well,
and we can disagree on that, but
well,
I'm one of the people who believes that.
Okay, but the problem has been, and here's the problem, and we'll get back into Jeff, anything else you want to add on this, and we'll get to other callers. But the problem is that we've done a lot of research. A lot of politicians and judges and even cops listen to this program because they're always learning something about the true history of our country. What they have done, sir, with the federal government, the state government, the municipalities, the counties, it doesn't matter. They're all corporate little entities. And how they're conducting business is if they're sitting on a corporate board. As a matter of fact, there was just a person down here in Travis County, Texas. Can't think of the woman's name. She was just defeated. That in a publication here in Round Rock, Texas, 15 miles north of the state house here, she basically said that I as a commissioner, I'm a CEO of the corporation. The problem is that we have a lot of these representatives acting as if they're CEOs and not representatives of the people. So when you have a country that's declared itself a corporation, any good corporation has its CEOs and its board members. They make up the rules and regulations. They pass their bylaws. They pass statutory codes, codified laws, universal commercial codes, whatever the case may be, that is contrary to the Constitution. This is the problem that we're having here. And I'm not disagreeing with what the caller here from Texas is saying, because I've read the Republican platform down here in Texas, and you'd swear to God it was penned by George Washington. But they are ignoring the wishes of the people. We have no further redress in government. We can't do a doggone thing to stop these people, and it's a little late in the game to try to reverse this through the political process, because we're not even voting in the same we're not even voting in the same arena that the founding fathers had envisioned.
Well, what's our alternative?
Well, well, that's why I got you on here.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but let me mention, I'm going to go back a generation here. I'm a Francis Schaeffer fan. Okay. I'm a C.S. Lewis fan. I'm a Solzhenitsyn fan, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, I think, said it right on the money in his famous Harvard speech. This is about 20 years ago. It's a generation ago. He said that the thing, and Francis Schaeffer says the same thing. He said that the thing that struck him about the West, and he was talking about America as well as Europe, is its lack of moral courage. And Francis Schaeffer said that he was convinced that the dominant values of the people in our country today, now this is 20 years ago, are personal peace and affluence. Just leave me alone. Let me have my comfortable home.
Right.
I want to make money. but I'm not going to put myself really out in the line. I'm not going to commit my life to freedom. And I think that both those gentlemen are right. And I think it has to be the public. And I think that I'm going to talk about myself here, that we have ourselves to blame. And I say that collectively for 250 million people, that we have ourselves to blame, and we have to get with the program.
Well, and it's not 250 anymore, because they're even downplaying the numbers in the illegals we have in this country, because you got a slew of them up there in Minnesota, as well as every other state in this union.
We do. I should have said 250 legal.
Yeah, 200. Actually, it's about 260 million legal residents.
That's right.
And we've got a population right now right around 300 million.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So going back to the Texas platform, I haven't looked at it for a while, but I bet there's nothing in it about international baccalaureate.
Oh, I bet
and
there isn't.
I would encourage all Texans to put in both parties, or all parties, put in the platform opposition to international baccalaureate, because it's the way that people can find out what it is,
right.
And that's all they have to do is find out what it is.
Okay, we'll be right back. We've got to take a break. Joe in Arkansas, Don in Ohio, I'll get to your calls right after this.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
War and liberty for their descendants.
just thought I'd let that run a little extra long there, that bumper coming back in, because I'll tell you what, the founders of this country, they're probably spinning like tops in their graves right now. Let's go back to the phones. Joe in Arkansas. Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
Yes.
I wanted to throw an idea out here about this whole business of the fight between Bush and the UN.
Yeah.
And that's this. It seems like Bush is with this gang of neoconservatives that have their project for the new American century. So it seems like maybe what they want is maybe they're a gang that wants a new world order, but dominated by them, you know, from their homeland of America. And then the UN is another gang that also wants a world government, but dominated by the UN gang. And I've noticed I have this disagreement with left-wingers around here. You know, they don't like President Bush, and I don't like him either, and I agree with them on that. But then they think the UN is good, and I sure can't agree with them on that either.
I understand.
And so it seemed like, you know, George Bush in no way represents any traditional American values, but maybe he wants a global empire somewhat distinct from the UN global empire. It's like in a fight between Hitler and Stalin. Hitler opposed Stalin, who was a really bad guy, but that doesn't mean that Hitler is good.
Well, I mean, historically speaking, though, I mean, comparing Hitler to Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe killed 5 times more people than Hitler ever thought about killing.
Of course, he also had a bigger country to plunder there.
Well, that's true. That is true. All right, Joe, thanks. I appreciate it. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Three quick thoughts here. On Lou Dobbs tonight, evidently the Dubai company that promised to surrender its U.S. port operations has no immediate plans to sell its U.S. subsidiaries interest in Miami Seaport. So that one's still going to be owned and operated by them. Another one is on Thursday, the House is going to be voting on the Online Freedom of Speech Act, and it's basically whether or not people on the Internet are going to have the same freedoms as newspapers and such to talk about politics.
Right.
So
Also, I hope, Don, I hope you didn't miss this one. This week, our Congress critters in D.C. are going to be voting on the hate crime bill, which might preclude us from ever having a conversation like we just had in the last 2 hours.
Right.
So,
and last but not least, is there a general chat room that RBN users can?
No. What I've done with the chat room, I've shut it down because what we were getting was the friendly opposition people. They just came in to stir up everything and keep people off point. It started out good, but there were infiltrators into that just wanted to stir up trouble, cast suspicion and doubt against everybody else, and I unplugged it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Don. I appreciate your call. The website, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go check it out. And we kind of got a little bit off track here, but that's okay. That's what good radio is all about. If you go to edwatch.org, that's edwatch.org, and read about their curriculum, what they stand against, ladies and gentlemen, and what they're for, I think you can make up your own minds whether this organization is worth your support and worth talking about, because we do have some things on the horizon here that are not good, and we need to combat it, and we need to fight it. Alan Quist, I appreciate your time, sir, and good luck up there in Minnesota.
Well, John, thank you. My new book, America's Schools, got a ton of information on most of these questions. You can get it on edwatch.org.
All righty.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Okay.
All right. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know who my guest is tomorrow. Danny has not given me an updated version, and I bet he can't run in here fast enough in the next 10 seconds to tell me. Janice Karpinski, he did. Okay, Janice Karpinski tomorrow, folks. We'll see you then. God bless you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.